Oh, darling. You've kept me waiting for so long, and it gets so very lonely here. Won't you come home to Mommy and make her feel a little less lonely in this big empty house that she has left behind from her ex-husband and the marriage that she'd never wanted? I'll make it worth your while if you come and visit Mommy. 'Cause Mommy really misses you. And when she misses you, she begins to get hungry. And when I begin to get hungry, my dear, I get so insatiably fucking horny that I just want to strap you down to the nearest surface, ride that stallion cock of yours until you're absolutely crying and begging from both pleasure and pain of having me ruthlessly ride and slam my aching pussy down onto that fucking meat rod of yours until it's so bruised and beaten up from the cock and ball torture of my innards pounding against it that you begin screaming and crying as you begin to bust a load and fill my aching womb with every last draught of your awaiting virgin seed. And when it's all over, I oh so want to suck that puny little delicious imp cock of yours. Oh, until it's so red and irritated from all the overstimulation and, oh, violent attention that you're just begging me to stop, but you don't want me to stop because you keep grabbing my hair and forcing me further until I'm choking on that giant dick of yours as it's forced into the back of my throat, causing me to gag and almost throw up all over your ballsack. Oh, and how I want to suck those balls of yours until they're absolutely dry, until there's nothing left inside of them and not an ounce of sweat or saliva left on those delicious wrinkly folds of yours on that scrotum of yours. You know you give it to me so much better than my idiot ex-husband ever did. Oh, he never treated me right. He never ever gave it to me the way that you do. He never paid so much significant care to all of my dirty wants and needs and desires like you have. Oh, you give it to me better than the demon of lust. Oh, you give it better to me. Oh, than Asmodeus ever could dream of doing if he ever got the chance to touch this luxurious body of mine like you have, dear. So why don't you come and pay a visit, my dear imp? You can bring my grimoire, if you so please, but to be honest, I don't care as much about seeing the grimoire as much as I care about seeing you. So please, won't you please answer Mommy's call and come visit her? She's got lots of milkies waiting for you to drink up. And I'm not just talking about my milky breasts. I'm talking about the delicious, sweet, syrupy goodness that's coming from the source of nectar honeypot in between my legs that I know you so desperately love to feast upon when you're oh so needy and aching just to hear me scream and writhe and beg for more from you underneath me as I'm, oh, orgasming multiple times at once from the ecstasy that you provide me with your touch. Oh, your fingers, your hands, your tongue, your mouth, everything. All on top of that delicious, delectable imp cock of yours, just making me want you more and more the more you thrust it in and out of my aching core. Oh, my darling little baby. Oh, do you want Mommy to come for you? You want Mommy to come for you as you plunge that delicious cock into her aching pussy? Or would you rather have me choke on that delicious cock of yours? To have me suck you off until you shoot your hot, sticky load down my aching throat so much that it causes me to gag on all of that delicious semen coming out of your godsent imp dick? Oh, I can't get enough. I just Oh, I can't help but finger myself vigorously at the thought of you touching me. Oh, without the mercy that I know you love to lack when you come to my domain and make me your little slutty bitch of a demon queen. So won't you come here soon, darling? My darling little baby. Mommy's waiting for you, my sweet.